Former presidential hopeful John Edwards has not endorsed either of his rivals for the Democratic nomination. Yesterday, Edwards ended his second run for the White House, promising that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama would press the issue that was central to his campaign.
They have pledged to me that as president of the United States, they will make ending poverty and economic inequality central to their presidency. This is the cause of my life, and I now have their commitment to engage in this cause.
Democrat John Edwards speaking yesterday in New Orleans. Joining us now is NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And Juan, looking back, the campaign that John Edwards has just ended was in some fundamental ways different from the one that he ran 4 years ago.
Good point. Yeah, because last time he gave that very famous speech about there being two Americas, the increasing class divide in American society. But he did it with a real Southern appeal, making it clear that he thought he could win the South. And of course, it led him to be the vice presidential nominee to John Kerry. This time around, it was an angrier, edgier appeal. And you just heard him talking about the cause of my life, speaking for the poor, trying to give voice to people who've been ignored in the past. And he positioned himself to voters really as the son of a South Carolina mill worker and started and ended the campaign in New Orleans talking about government failures in Katrina. Why haven't we rebuilt? So it really came down to this edgier, more strident effort to distinguish himself from Senators Obama and Clinton through his focus on poverty issues.
And while he was in the race, John Edwards often said he was at a disadvantage against Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama with their $100 million war chest. He called them celebrity candidates, but he was hardly an unknown.
Well, of course not. But I think it's also, it was a feeling that the media was focused on this theme, which is you have the opportunity for the first woman to be president, or at least the nominee of the Democratic Party. And the second media story, again, was the opportunity for Senator Barack Obama to become the first African-American to win the Democratic Party nomination. Part of this not being unknown also worked against him to some extent because as people looked at his record, they also looked through the image he was trying to create of the one who was the voice for the voiceless and the poor, because as you recall, there was much media focus on the $400 haircut, the fact that he'd worked for a hedge fund, the fact that he had built this big mansion down in the Carolinas. All of that, I think, diffused his message.
And in the end, whom did Edwards appeal to, and where are those voters going to go now?
Well, you know, actually, John Edwards won working-class white males and, in general, split white voters with Hillary Clinton. So the question is now, will those voters logically go to Hillary Clinton, or is it the case that some of those voters will migrate to Barack Obama? According to the political strategists in the campaigns, they're looking for those voters to migrate more towards Mrs. Clinton.
And tonight, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama meet for the first time in a one-on-one debate here in California. What do you expect the mood to be, and what does each of these two candidates need to do?
Well, with John Edwards out of the race, I think you're going to see Barack Obama really become much more of the populist candidate, the anti-war candidate, to try to distinguish himself from Mrs. Clinton. When you get two people on the stage, there's much more opportunity to draw stark and clear contrast. And I mean, it's ironic, Renee, because if you actually look at their policies and positions, there's not a great deal of difference between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, especially as compared to any Republican. But Obama will try to position himself much more as the populist anti-war candidate. Mrs. Clinton, I think, is going to try to pick up some of the Edwards voters by focusing on health care and poverty issues. What you see is emerging here is a real attempt to focus as we go towards Super Tuesday, with Mrs. Clinton looking at the big states, Barack Obama looking at some of those southern and midwestern states. So that's the difference now in terms of changing the approach and the strategies going forward without a John Edwards in the race.
And just finally, what are your thoughts about Super Tuesday? Will we be down to just one Democratic candidate?
I don't think so. I think it's not just winning the states. You got to remember, it's also about winning delegates. And it looks as if it'll be very difficult to imagine such a sweep on Super Tuesday that one candidate, Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, would amass so many delegates that the other person would drop out. So it looks like we're going to have a delegate struggle on the Democratic side going way beyond February 5th.
Juan, thank you.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams. And you can get a region-by-region look at what's at stake for the candidates on Super Tuesday at npr.org/elections.